My name is Aparicio. I am 19 years old and I am from Guatemala. I am a student leader at Oakland International High School. Today I will be talking about, do phones cause problems or help people learn? I will be interviewing two teachers at my school and one student. I think this topic is an important issue to me because I want to find out other people's opinions whether phones helps their learning or affects their brain, or if it distracts them from learning. They have said that phones affect people, and others said that phone can be helpful. Now I am going to interview Alyssa Baldocci. She is 20 years old and she is from Boulder, Colorado.
Do you think your phone has made you smarter or less smarter?
I think my phone has made me smarter just because of it being able to access information at my fingertips whenever I need it. So if I learn about a new news story, I can research and investigate as much as I want without having to go find a computer, because it's something that allows me to keep up with emails and news and my social life.
Do you think using your phone is a waste of time?
Not necessarily. So I rely on my phone to read the news. I really like my Google News app, and I feel like without it, I wouldn't be able to check on the news as much as I do and keep up to date with it. I think I do waste a lot of time on my phone, but I also use it for important communications with my family, with my roommates, emails for work, so it's not a complete waste of time.
I also interviewed Heidi Hernandez. She is from Guatemala and she goes to Oakland International High School. She's in 12th grade.
Do you think your phone affects your brain?
It is affecting our brains, because when we are on the phone, we just like looking at the phone, and you know, it's like we're not socializing with other people, and it's like, okay, you're not making any friends, and that's not, I mean, it's not bad that you're not making friends, you know. It's like, okay, if you don't want it, you don't want it, right? But I think that using your phone a lot, it's like gonna cause you problems with socializing with people later, and it's gonna affect your eyes too, because you know, it's like the light is too bright.
Do you think cell phone affects your learning?
It is affecting my learning, because you just want to be in your phone all day and you're not like paying really attention to what the teacher is trying to teach you. And yeah, it's like, you know, it's sometimes you're just on your phone and you're like missing a lot of interesting facts that the teacher is telling you. And when we have like a quiz, you're not gonna be like able to understand and do it well, because you were not paying attention to what you should be paying attention to.
My last interview is Jean Legweg. She's 55 years old and she's from New York City.
How long do you use your phone?
It depends. During the week, I do some texting, and on the weekends, I talk. My generation likes to talk on the phone. So on the weekend, I call my relatives who live far away and my friends who also live far away. So that could be like 6 hours.
In conclusion, there are different opinions on this issue. Heidi says that phones is a waste of time, and we don't understand that phone is controlling us and is affecting our brain. On the other hand, Ms. Alyssa said that phones helps you communicate with your family and friends. Phone helps you do your work about any jobs. She also said that phone helps you make money or send money to your family. And Ms. Jean said that phones helps her a lot to communicate with her staff members, with her families and friends. She can do her work on her phone. However, phones help us communicate with families and friends as well. Technology helps us do our work and make our work much creative and finish fast. We love technology when we use it, not when it uses us. Reporting from Oakland International Studios in beautiful Oakland, California, this has been Aparicio.